Hello and welcome. Today I want to talk about manifesting. I know that for me there's been many times when I have been so excited and working on something and wanting it to happen so badly, and it seems to take forever to actually happen. There are hurdles that I have to go over and speed bumps along the way. But there have been other times when I really want something to happen in my life. I really can see it, feel it, and it seems to just happen overnight. Things fall into place so easily and so perfectly. And I've identified some things that I think made the manifesting process work a lot more efficiently at some points than others. So today I want to share with you some interesting stories about how things have manifested for me in my life, and share with you some tips on how you might implement these things when you're manifesting, when you want to manifest things in your own life. So about 10 years ago, I moved out here to the Okanagan. And I left behind a lot of things. I was going through a lot of challenges and transitional time with family members. And I moved out here to be of service to my family and support to my family. But I really was ready for a change. While I was here, I decided I wanted to meet people. I wanted to get to know people. And I had been busy with my business in Alberta and doing things that I felt were very attuned to my heart's purpose. And I really wanted to reach out to that community here as well. So it made sense to start joining networking groups and going and doing things where I would meet other people, like-minded people like myself. So when I decided that I wanted to stay here and I was going to make my life here, that I would pursue a speaking career and talking to people and sharing my stories and sharing my gifts. And it also meant that it was time for me to move out of my family's home and find a place of my own. So along those lines, I sat down to write out my intentions and what it was that I really wanted to do. So I wrote about sharing my gifts. I wrote about how it would feel to be out up there on stage and talking to people. And I love to see the aha moment come on over, you know, the light bulb over someone's head when something resonates with them and they really get it. I also started thinking about where I wanted to live and what that would look like and what that would feel like. And it takes some time, you know, to weed through sometimes what it is we really want. And we don't want to commit to something if it's not something we really want. And that is part of manifesting as we create. So I did all the work. I went on with my life. I continued going to these meetings and meeting people and talking to people. Well, the next thing I knew, I had three more speaking gigs coming up. And it was, across Western Canada. So it was amazing. It just happened so quickly. And it was wonderful connecting with all those people. I just happened to be at one of these speaking gigs in Kelowna at a woman's luncheon. And after it was all said and done, if you know, when you're the speaker, of course, you're the first to arrive, the last to leave. I was packing up my things. I went outside, and there in the parking lot was one of the women who had been at the meeting, and she was standing beside her car. So I went over and talked to her, and she said, "Oh, don't worry. I called a tow truck. I locked the keys in my car, and I'll be fine." I thought, well, this would be an interesting time to connect with this person. And it just felt right to reach out to her. And I said, okay, I'm going to wait with you while the tow truck comes here to get you and get your keys out for you. And we started chatting, and it turned out that she told me her and her husband had bought a condo in the Okanagan, but her husband's job had been extended, his contract had been extended in Calgary. And so they decided to go back to Calgary for the 3 years. So they had decided to rent out their condo. Long story short, I went with her. I looked at the condo. It was perfect. It was exactly what I was looking for. And she didn't have to advertise. It just was fate. It felt like fate. 2 weeks later, I moved into this beautiful condo, and she was renting to somebody that she had met, through her women's group. So, there was not that sense of, I don't know this person. So those two things came together so quickly and so easily. It really was as though fate had aligned the stars in my favor and in her favor. I mean, this was a very cool give and take happening. Another story about how things manifested so quickly for me out here in the Okanagan, attending some of these networking meetings and talking to people. Someone asked me, "So, Orlana, if you could do anything that you wanted to do up besides what you're doing now, what would it be?" I said, "Well, I've worked in the wellness industry for many years. I really feel that there's a need to have a community wellness focus center where wellness practitioners can come and set up their practice on a day, week, or monthly basis, where we can have speakers come in and host meditation retreats, something that brings community together, the holistic wellness community together." By the end of that meeting, I had probably six people come up to me and say, "Arlana, I love your idea. I love what you're doing. I want to be a part of it." Well, by the end of that next week or so, I had 12 people on board who were all interested in seeing this dream come into fruition. By the end of the month, we were already negotiating a contract on a building, and within just a few short months, we were up and running our own wellness center. And in that center, we had, book signings and psychics come through, and a crystal bowl ceremony and workshop. We had a gallery with artists, all local artwork from all over the Okanagan, and we served dozens of practitioners, helping them get their start when they had nowhere else to go for to offer a professional venue to offer their services. These things were amazing, and they happened so quickly and fell into place so easily. It was very, very amazing and such blessing. I can't even express how amazing it was to be a part of those amazing experiences. So let me share with you three things that I think made these manifestations happen very quickly and very, very exactly on point to what it was that I was trying to manifest in my life. Number one is get very, very clear on what it is that you want. Write it down. Write down what it looks like, what it sounds like. Try to envision what it feels like to actually be living in that actual vision, that actual manifestation. What is it going to look like? What do you smell? What do you hear? Try to be in it and live it the way you want it to be. Create a vision board. do whatever it takes to make it a true vision in your mind. Sidebar. Our mind does not distinguish between fact, reality, and fantasy. So if we spend a lot of our time thinking about or talking to people about negative things, or that it's never going to happen, or we read stuff that is not uplifting and positive, we are working against our mind's vision of what our future holds. If we are stuck in the past and think and worried about things happening, stuck in the, and worried about what's going to happen in the future, we are actually working against our manifestation process, because we are giving more focus to the things that aren't working. So we have to stay on task with what it is, with our thought process of the amazing gifts that are to come, that are in our lives. The second thing is the importance of quiet time. We get so busy in our lives, we don't take time to really listen. So when we ask for things, if we don't take time to quiet the mind and hear what's going on around us and listen, I could have easily walked out of that speaking engagement, got in my car and went home, and not listen to the voice in my head that asked me, that told me it was the right thing to do was to stay. That brings me to point number three. Listen to your intuition. If you are not watching for the synchronicities happening around you, you may miss hearing someone talk about the condo they have for rent, or the house that's for sale, or the opportunity that you're looking for is out there looking for you. But you have to be ready to listen. You need to be ready to hear and to see it, or you might miss it. I hope that these tools prove very, very helpful for you in your plans for manifesting your next big goal or dream. Stay focused on what it is that you want. Be clear about what you want. Put it out there. Start watching for the synchronicities and the opportunities, and you will find them coming to you. Be well on your journey. Have a great day. Namaste. Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights, on my podcast, This is Bliss, and on my website, arlana.ca. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.